fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of December, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, proud to say. I remember doing that as a boy every day and before at the beginning of school, from kindergarten through graduation of high school. That's the way it was in every public and private school back in the day. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The perfect tip today is, in time of peace, prepare for war. I say again, in time of peace, prepare for war. And what we're looking at is very tenuous, to say the least, and I hope that you will pay heed. Okay. Before we go much farther, I have to let everybody know my website is down. We hope to have it repaired, back up and running before the day is over. My webmaster is on top of it, and we are dealing with it. So just keep that in mind. In the meantime, something you also can keep in mind, my Christmas sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect. Unfortunately, you can't place an order on my website or my order takers because I use my website. So just keep that in mind when we're back up and running in a day or two. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And we're patiently waiting in green with my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield and talk about the events of the day. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. There's a headline here. I've been trying to track it down at Steve Quayle's website, but not properly set up, it looks like. The headline says the following. Henry Kissinger warns nuclear war imminent over Ukraine, emergency broadcast. I think that may be part of an Alex Jones broadcast because it's not coming up very clearly here when I click on it. Henry Kissinger has been a presidential advisor for well more than half a century, hasn't he?
He has. I don't recollect exactly how long, but it seems like it's been a very long time.
Well, I know he was with President Nixon. who was elected more than half a century ago, and many other presidents in the meantime. I don't know if it's all presidents. Regardless, what Henry Kissinger says is has some weight behind it. I don't particularly like the guy. He's obviously clearly New World Order guy. On one hand, on the other, he's wired into all the players worldwide, isn't he?
He certainly is, and you know, if he says something, we need to pay attention to it. So that's quite a thing to say.
Another story I read this morning or listened to Mike Adams talking about the German military. Apparently, the German military has been exporting so much ammunition to Ukraine, especially artillery ammunition, artillery shells, that if their war was to start, Germany would have enough stockpiles to last for 48 hours, and they're done. They're finished.
Okay.
The resupply depends on raw materials coming out of China, and China is saying, oh, because of COVID lockdowns, we have supply chain breakdowns. Isn't that handy?
Right. Right.
I heard the irony. I heard the irony in your voice, sir. yes. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been, if you were busy over the weekend, don't know what's going on, Andrew and I are going to bring you up to speed. We now have American military personnel in Ukraine making use of training. We don't know exactly what's going on. We know they're there. We know they're there because of the high-tech equipment that takes at least a year to be trained to work properly and safely. So whether they're actually pushing the button to shoot down Russian military aircraft or telling somebody else to do it, they're there in uniform on behalf of us, aren't they, Andrew?
Yeah, there certainly is. These pieces of equipment are very technical. It's not like what it used to be where you push a couple things and push a button and it goes. I mean, they're a highly complex and sophisticated piece of equipment that require training and require some kind of advisory role for a certain period to make sure that the crew is operating the systems correctly. So,
plus,
we know the folks over there.
In addition to that, what you say is absolutely true. You have to have direct linkage and direct contact with the manufacturers for spare parts and technical advice, don't you?
You certainly would from a logistics perspective, because if something breaks, you usually have spare parts on hand, but you have to have some kind of a supply chain to correct any deficiencies that do occur. So, yes.
Well, the war has been going on for 10 months. A lot of fun has been made of the Russian military, who obviously are holding back their best people and their most powerful weapons. For example, the fuel air bombs, which have the power of a nuclear device, but none of the fallout or political ramifications. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is at war. There's no doubt about that. The world's been at war for 10 months now. War in Europe for the first time since 1945. And we don't know which way it's going to go. I can't control it. Andrew can't control it. The few of you who work at the Pentagon who listen to me probably can't control it either. So what are we left with? We're left with figuring out what's happening, what the circumstances are, and how to protect ourselves and the people we love. That's what we're left with, aren't we, Andrew?
That's absolutely correct. It's our job to make sure to protect ourselves, because we don't know we hope that there'll be, people to help us, but you're kind of on your own.
Well, Andrew, on that regard, I just got my Liberator rocket heater installed by a couple of professionals last week. I fired it up a few days ago. It puts out lots of warm, toasty air to warm up the home.
Nice.
It has no moving parts, no electricity, and so if the grid goes down for whatever reason, I'm good to go. If there's a lightning strike in my neighborhood, a lightning strike could hit half a mile away and still have impact on a person's home, couldn't it?
Oh, it really can. It happens more than people actually think. Lightning can strike a half a mile away and travel through the lines, find its way into your house, and you've got significant damage.
Absolutely. So that's why I got my EMP shield. As I like to say, when I bring somebody to take a tour, the nickel tour of my home, I'm always sure to show them the circuit breaker panel, and sticking out on the one edge near the bottom left corner is a gray piece of plastic with a green LED lamp that lights up continuously, showing two things, that the EMP shield device is installed and that it's working. I point this out to people and let them know that if they have this on their circuit breaker panel, their home will be protected from both lightning and EMP events. In my hope that they will pay heed and maybe do something. Then, of course, I'll take on the driveway. I got my Lincoln Town Car, open up the hood, and show them the EMP shield device there with the, once again, green LED lamp lit up. I point out how simple the installation is. Black wire to the positive terminal of the battery, black wire to the negative terminal of the battery, red wire to the positive terminal, and I think the remaining wire is green, isn't it?
Yes, green.
Yeah, green to a nice solid ground somewhere in the engine compartment. And how simple it is. And with the new micro device, it's even more simple, because you and I have talked for more than a year about the main difficulty being a flat space that takes up about the size of two packs of cigarettes, and how difficult it is on one hand, and how we always find one on the other. Now we're looking at, instead of the footprint of two packs of cigarettes, a footprint of one half of one pack of cigarette, aren't we?
That's correct. It's actually 78% smaller than the original EMP shield, and even the original is not, it's not very large. So just to imagine, you know, it's probably about half a pack of cigarettes and maybe a little bit longer than a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
So you'll find a place to put it, and it's very convenient for motorcycles and ATVs as well.
Absolutely. Motorcycles have a premium of space, ATVs and maybe not so much, but also. And ladies and gentlemen, what a gift. You're not going to get it in time for Christmas. That's not going to happen unless you live somewhere near the cornfields where these things are made. But what a gift for your spouse, for that youngster off to college, EMP shield device, that you know that youngster has a significant better chance of getting home to their home in the event of an EMP, all because grandpa and grandma provided them with an EMP shield device. What a gift that could be done. With a bonus, Andrew and EMP shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners into a $150 discount on each piece of equipment. Now, for the time being, Andrew, as I said, my website's down today. We hope to have it back up later today or tomorrow. But people can make a phone call after 9 a.m. this morning and get their EMP shield device. What number would they call, sir?
So the number is 620-412-9978. I'll say it one more time. It's 620-412-9978. And for those who don't like to place a call, John's coupon code to get the grandfathered in discount is JRM. And you just plug that in on the coupon section in your cart. And what's really kind of awesome is we're still running our Christmas sale, which means with the sale, you could save up to $50 per device. But you can also combine the sale with your coupon, which means you could actually get up to $100 off per EMP shield that you purchase, which is a tremendous amount of savings. So for folks that need to buy it right now, and we know there's some folks out there, give us a call. And if you don't prefer to do that, use the coupon code JRM.
All right, way to go. Well, Andrew, we're about 2 months away from wrapping up the first full year of warfare on the European landmass since 1945, which was 77 years ago. And for most people, life seems to go on as normal, with the exception when you go to the supermarket, eggs are almost $5 a dozen for a grade A large at the local supermarket where I go. The jumbos were almost $9 per dozen, believe it or not. I saw a cut of beef that was almost $50 for not quite 4 pounds yesterday.
Wow.
So the Biden administration enacted these economic sanctions against Russia to not buy their oil, for example, it's a worldwide market, and we know because we're getting reports that India is buying Russian oil and then reselling it to others, mm-hmm. of course, at a higher price, at a markup. The sanctions have not hurt Russia. Russia's, the ruble is stronger than ever in terms of its value. I see where we're hurting ourselves and not hurting Russia even a little bit. Now, is that your observation as well?
That's my observation as well. And, you know, from just the economy itself is not looking very good. I mean, inflation's through the roof. Like you said, the prices of eggs, the prices of meat, you know, it's not good for people, especially people that were already, you know, kind of hurting for money. So what he did certainly doesn't appear to have the impact that he said it would.
No, not even close. And there were people warning that this would be the outcome. Those warnings were not heeded. And that's where we find ourselves. Dealing with the economy and the shape that it's in, inflation mm-hmm. being off the charts crazy. Although in my neighborhood, fuel's come down dramatically. I filled up over the weekend in my neighborhood for unleaded regular for $2.58 a gallon. That was a nice break. A nice break. mm-hmm. But in other parts of the country, California being the worst because of taxation, they're probably still paying over $5 a gallon for fuel, I guess, aren't they?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I have a friend I could ask, but I think it is still very, very high comparatively to where we live in the Midwest.
Yes, that's an unfortunate circumstance. And, well, we got a first break coming up here, and we like to have Andrew, because we have new listeners every week, give us a summary between the first break and second break of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it, because these new listeners are just regular people who don't have a clue, do they?
No, unfortunately, many people don't, and that's why it's really good, and I enjoy being able to kind of give an overview so people can understand what EMP is, what it does, and how you can protect yourself against it.
I got another update on grocery shopping. A quart of whipping cream, $10. On sale, it had been $11. man, oh, man.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, we can't do anything about inflation. You know, we can be frugal and cut back on unnecessary things. We can't do much about lightning. Lightning's going to hit where lightning's going to hit. If there's going to be electromagnetic pulse weapons use, we can't stop it, but we can mitigate. And even if
that's right.
That vehicle, that youngster off to college, 100 miles away, 200 miles. 200 miles is very doable with one tank of fuel, isn't it?
It normally would be. It, you know, it depends on what you drive. But for most vehicles, yes. But now doing it on foot in the middle of the winter in Missouri or Kansas or anywhere that is very, very cold, it's that's having a vehicle running with EMP shield can be the difference between life and death.
Well, my oldest grandson started college, I guess it was 7 or 8 years ago. I always made sure he kept his tank topped off and had cash to buy gas in case he forgot. College students tend to forget things. So he could make that trip home to his parents, which was about a two-hour drive away. Tough kid. He could have probably made it on foot, but I want to give my grandchildren every chance they can to survive. And that's how grandparents and parents are. They want to help their children to have every advantage, every chance they can to survive and thrive and live. That's just the nature of parents and grandparents, isn't it, Andrew?
It really is. And, you know, it's good to see that there's a lot of folks out there. We talk to them on the phone, or sometimes they'll leave a note to explain what they're buying it for. And there's a lot of people out there that do understand the importance, whether they're a parent or a grandparent, of getting this protection on their child or grandchild's vehicle. It happens a lot.
All right. Before I forget, I have a friend looking for a breed of dog called a Catahoula. If you know of a Catahoula that's for sale in your neighborhood, just send me an email at thelibertyman@AOL.com. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is a moment, the time where Andrew gives us a summary of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, John. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And I know it sounds like something that's maybe not real, maybe something from a science fiction movie or a book or a video game. But part of my job at EMP Shield is to explain to people and educate people on the fact that not only is EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, a real weapon, but it's also one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries, like Russia and China, currently have in their arsenal. In fact, this is a weapon that these countries have very recently threatened our country with, and that it's a weapon that could easily be employed against the United States. So what I'm going to do is just basically give a little overview about what an EMP is, how it's created, and the effects of it, and then how you can protect yourself against it. So an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon used in the method that we would normally see. So if you see an old documentary about nuclear weapons, you'll see that it normally explodes on or a little bit above the ground. You'll see the mushroom cloud, a large explosion, and fallout, things like that. with an EMP, what they're doing is they're taking a nuclear weapon and they're detonating it in the atmosphere. So, you know, we project that roughly 300 miles in the center of the United States would be the appropriate altitude for this weapon, this energy weapon, to encompass the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and the northern portion of Mexico. So it is a very large-scale weapon that a single blast could have an effect on the United States. And the way that it works is this nuclear weapon explodes at roughly the height of the International Space Station, and that blast goes out in all directions. So the blast is pushing outwards into space. It's also pushing downwards towards the Earth. And this blast is creating three phases of the EMP. So each phase is a little bit unique. The first two are kind of similar, and I'll explain first. What's happening is the gamma radiation and the matter from this nuclear blast are getting shot downwards towards the Earth at an incredibly high rate of speed, almost the speed of light. And it's hitting the atmosphere, and it's stripping the electrons from the atmosphere. And for those who don't know, there's a lot of energy in the atmosphere. It's stripping the free electrons, which this process is called ionization, and shooting the electrons down towards the Earth very, very quickly. The first phase of an EMP, the E1, occurs in nanoseconds. But we project it has a rise time of roughly 5 nanoseconds, which is incredibly fast. And then the second phase is very similar to the first phase. It's called the E2. And this is more like a very large-scale lightning strike. And it's occurring in the microseconds, which is also still very, very fast. To kind of, you know, this is something that if it were to occur, there'd be no warning, and it would just occur basically instantly because we don't have the ability to perceive time at that speed. And what's happening is these electrons are shooting down, and they're inducing into every single thing that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going into the grid. The electrons have the ability to pass directly through the structure of your home, and it'll go into your Romex wiring. It'll go into your TV, your computer, basically everything, to include your vehicle. And at the low level, we project roughly 50,000 volts per square meter, so it's a very high amount of energy that will destroy anything that has, pretty much everything that has microelectronics. Things like transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, and microprocessors. When that means that your modern-day vehicle is no longer going to function. Anything in your home, your cell phone, not that you need it because there's no longer cell phone service because the towers also got destroyed, but pretty much anything with microelectronics has been destroyed. And at this point, in a matter of nanoseconds, your life has completely changed, just completely gone back to the early 1800s. But there is a third phase of the EMP, which is called the E3. And this is a little bit unique, and this is created from that nuclear weapon pushing outwards into space. And when it does that, it pushes on the magnetosphere and causes the magnetosphere to fluctuate, attempting to go back to that normal shape that it sits in around the Earth. It's just out there. It's protecting us from space weather, but it's fluctuating. And that fluctuation from the magnetosphere creates a low and slow charge that is also inducing into conductors of electricity at the ground level of the Earth. But in this phase, there's only a couple antennas or conductors that are able to induce this low level of energy. Primarily, it's the grid because it could be 1 mile, 10 miles, even 100 miles long. What happens is over time, maybe 3 hours, maybe 5 hours, the charge in the grid gets so high that components connected to the grid then begin to be destroyed if they weren't already destroyed from the E1 and E2. So there's already a high probability of that. But basically, at the end of this, what you have is no functional electrical grid. There's no way to transmit the power. Your homes had damage. Your electronics have had damage. We're going back to the 1800s. There's no internet, cell phone service. It is basically the early 1800s. It's so devastating, and it sounds an EMP is a bloodless weapon, which means that there's not going to be initial loss of life from this. It's not going to physically affect you, but the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die after an EMP, so it is a very devastating weapon.
Die in 1 year. Andrew, excellent summary as always. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's down for right now. We're working diligently on getting it back up and running. Hopefully by the end of the day today, Monday the 19th, it'll be back up and running. Once it is, all the things you're used to seeing will be there waiting for you. And we do have with us Andrew representing EMP Shield. The Christmas sale is in effect right now with a savings over and above the normal $50 per piece of equipment. And if you want to order EMP Shield for yourself, your spouse, that grandchild off to college, they'll be home from college here. If they're not already, they probably will be in a day or two. The telephone number to order EMP Shield devices is, and call after 9 a.m. Central Time, by the way. They're really busy on Monday mornings. That telephone is 620-412-9978. Well, Andrew, being with a growing, expanding company is exciting. There's always something new going on, isn't it? Isn't there?
There is. There's always something new going on. We're doing lots of projects. We're working to outfit counties in the United States. We're proud to have, you know, this year outfitted the very first entire county, all of their critical infrastructure. So it's really interesting. It's a really gratifying job to be able to protect people. You know, whether it's they're one to protect against EMP or even just the effects of overvoltage or lightning. Our products are able to do that, and we guarantee it. The projects that we do with the government and everything, it's very interesting.
Of course it is, and it keeps you on the run. You travel overseas, about once every month or two?
Not maybe it's like three times a year, four times
okay,
a year.
Okay, about every 4 months. Okay, we got a caller on hold here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hello, John. Listen, I was just calling in because I wanted to comment about that. You were talking about that Henry Kissinger earlier, and I wanted to look it up and find out what I could find out about it. And evidently, he gave a talk, a speech, a couple of days ago. On making peace, how the he saw that when Russia pulled out of Kherson there, that would be an opportunity for peace talks. But it's based on an article that he wrote. He wrote an article and he read the article, but I didn't have a chance to look at the article. But I would suspect that in the article he's saying that war is probably imminent, and so. And probably if you're looking for information on it, you might need to go to his talk about peace, which, by the way, from what I understand, Zelensky over there has rejected and has even said some bad things about Kissinger because he suggested that it might be an opportunity for peace. But so that might be how you need to look for it, because instead of looking for something where he's talking about war is imminent, because I typed that in, I couldn't find anything either. I was interested in, yeah.
Zelensky probably has his condo in Switzerland already paid for. His Swiss bank accounts are already filled up, probably a couple of suitcases full of gold ready to go. But he's not ready to leave yet, obviously. His actions are not helping the Ukrainian people. The Russian bear is nothing to be trifled with, and that's what's going on, Charlie, don't you think?
I do, and I also think it's nothing to be trifled with during winter, and our business over there of escalating by sending our troops over there to... What are these? Are they Patriot missiles?
Right.
Is probably a really stupid idea right now at this particular time being winter, because that's the time when the ground freezes over, and if Russia did decide to do something, they would certainly do it during the winter while right. They can get their move their tanks and stuff.
Yeah.
But on a related article as to that, though, I know that Poland has called a couple of days ago for a civilian army that they're putting together, and they're getting volunteers, people from men, women from the age of 15 up to 65 to volunteer to train with the army. In other words, they're not going to be army, but they're going to be trained with the army for a defense system. And why would they be doing that with the winter coming on over there in Poland, too, other than to maybe they're worried that something may happen, you know, this winter. So, war is probably imminent over there. I don't, you know, I see a lot of signs that it could very well be. I think a lot of it's going to depend on how quickly or whenever the ground freezes over in the southern part of the Ukraine over there. It's already frozen in the north. All right, they can move in the north up there, but I don't think they can move in the south quite yet. It's still too mushy. But we'll see what happens.
There's tens of thousands of Poles who were children and adults, or teenagers, I should say, children and teenagers, when they were invaded twice, both by the Germans and by the Russians. That's called living memory. And that change, when you have a large part of your population, of course, it's growing smaller because of their age, but within living memory, there have been foreign armies killing people, killing the Poles, haven't there?
Yes, that's correct.
So that changes everything. That changes the mindset. That changes how you think, what you believe, what you get, when you want to get ready for, when you've had those actions within living memory. And pretty much everybody grew up hearing these stories from their grandparents in Poland about the atrocities that happened when the Germans were invaded, when the Russians invaded, the decades of communist rule over Poland, where it was basically a massive prison, where leaving the country without permission was a crime. They don't want to get, and they just left that. Only, 1990 is when the wall came down. So it's very close in their living memory when Poland was basically an occupied country, occupied by a foreign army, wasn't it, Charlie?
I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly when that wall came down, but yeah, it was, you know, it was somewhere around that time.
1989, 1990, right. Okay, anything else, Charlie? Good observations.
No, that's all. I just wanted to make comments about that because that's what I think it's probably going on with this Kissinger story. I'm sure that somewhere in Alliance he's seeing that war is imminent, and he's trying to get, you know, people to talk some peace out there. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. You're calling at 512-248-8252. It doesn't hurt to remind people that every 12 hours, directly over Andrew's head, pretty much directly, close enough, two Korean satellites go over on a northern, a polar orbit, that according to one of our former CIA directors, which I wouldn't trust these guys any further than I could throw them, but regardless, we have a former CIA director saying that they believe that these satellites have nuclear devices on them. Of course, they're a couple hundred miles, 200-300 miles up in the atmosphere, above the atmosphere, which means if they exploded, in the daytime, there'd be no light signature, there'd be no sound, because sound can't travel through space. What there would be an EMP, wouldn't there, Andrew?
That's correct. And the ex-CIA director, you talked to Peter Pry, who wrote many, many papers on this same subject, who also did work for the CIA, all firmly believe that there is the capability for North Korea to use those satellites as a way to either launch or create an EMP. And they go directly over the United States, so it's like the perfect trajectory. They're the appropriate altitude, so it's dangerous.
It is extremely dangerous, and they're probably spaced out 12 hours apart. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but what I would do would be to have them 12 hours apart, so that every 12 hours there'd be one pretty much over Kansas and Missouri on a polar orbit. What these satellites have for a payload, we don't know for a fact. What we do know for a fact is that they're there. Right, Andrew?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. They are real. They are there. I take heed when people like directors of the CIA say these things. They're normally saying it for a reason. They're very strategic and deliberate in what they say. So I don't think they would say it if it wasn't highly
Well, get to our next caller, there was a document dump last week, 13,000 documents related to the and Tucker Carlson last week, his belief, based on his knowledge and information, the CIA was involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. Of course, Tucker has the biggest audience in TV, I believe, and that's massive for him to make a statement like that. Let's take our next caller here. Andrew, we got Dave in Texas.
Hey, good morning, guys. Andrew, I was trying to explain the difference between an EMP device attack and a major solar event like the Carrington event, mm-hmm. or maybe even times two, mm-hmm. to a guy. And I was, I kind of came up short. Are you able to compare and contrast the two different events that could occur?
Yeah, absolutely. So they have similar effects, but they are quite different.
I'll just listen online.
I mentioned earlier. No, you're good. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I mentioned earlier, EMP is created from a nuclear weapon. You know, so it's going off. It's creating anywhere from 50 to 200,000 volts per square meter based off of the size and type of nuclear weapon, the amount of gamma radiation, which has an effect using the three phases of the EMP. It's the same concept where that EMP weapon is destroying microelectronics and possibly many other things that are connected to electrical systems or conductors of electricity. When it comes to coronal mass ejections, sometimes people just refer to them as solar flares, but CME, or coronal mass ejection, is created from the release of charged particles from the sun that are passing through space very, very quickly. So it can get here in a couple days. Those are then hitting the atmosphere, creating a similar effect, basically releasing free electrons. It's also hitting the magnetosphere. Energy is being induced at the ground level of the Earth. The thing that makes it unique, though, is even with what we call super EMP, which is a basically steroids to just simplify it, where you're talking 200,000 volts per square meter, the Carrington event, which is 1859, the Carrington event was the last very large coronal mass ejection that hit the Earth. That was the equivalent of millions of nuclear weapons in the atmosphere. So not a single EMP. We're talking millions of nuclear weapons. That it's the same equivalent. And so we're talking about levels of energy that are not just going to encompass like a country. It's going to encompass potentially the entire globe. But we also, it depends on the size of the CME that's hitting the Earth. So if it's the Carrington event or larger, which is very possible to be larger, it's going to be devastating globally, have the same effect. So as an example, there is some stories out there, and it's so long ago, who knows if it's completely true, but there was stories of fires. You know, they're very, very basic electrical stuff is what they had back then. But telegraphs, there's a story I heard where telegraphs were operating without having a battery or being plugged in. Something that the amount of energy that was being induced, back then they had railroads quite a bit, which are very large antennas. It can go for, you know, hundreds of miles potentially. So much energy was being induced into the railroad tracks that they got so hot they warped. So it's an extreme amount of energy that's going to be inducing at the ground level of the Earth. And that's hopefully that's a good enough overview. I think that answers the question.
Well, it's a great overview. Now, I was getting some glitches in the audio there. Did you mention two things, Andrew? Since there was glitches, I may have missed it. First of all, EMP weapons are strictly line of sight. Strictly, they cannot go over the horizon. They can't.
Right.
Where a coronal mass ejection, if powerful enough, can actually encompass the entire globe, can it?
That's correct. And so something that's interesting is you can go online on Google. It's not a dangerous thing to search. Just look up coronal mass ejection and look up the magnetosphere, and you'll see a picture. Usually it'll be like something that's blue, kind of looks like a teardrop, where the charged particles are hitting the magnetosphere and then creating a teardrop effect on the backside of the Earth. If you look at those images, you'll see that the particles go around the magnetosphere as well, because the magnetosphere is a shield. And so those particles are going to potentially, it depends on the size and, you know, how it's hitting us, but it could potentially have an effect globally. So yes, because the sun's huge and these waves of charged particles could be incredibly, like much, much larger than the Earth. So what it really is, though, is we do know that large-scale coronal mass ejections are kind of, I don't want to say cyclical, but they do happen generally, you know, based on certain durations, like around 100 years. So we are technically due, based on historical findings, for another large one, although it doesn't mean it's ever going to happen or it could happen tomorrow. It's kind of like throwing a dart at a dartboard blindfolded from 50 meters away. You don't know if it's going to hit or not. But the sun is releasing these coronal mass ejections quite a bit. It's just a matter of, are they going to hit the Earth or not? And very many times there's been some close calls. And we have experienced coronal mass ejections at a more mild level. As an example, Canada, I don't remember the exact date, but it was in the 2000s, had a blackout, I believe, for 3 or 4 days caused by a very, very low-scale coronal mass ejection. So,
absolutely. Well, these effects are real. We have the historical precedence of what happened in 1859 to observe. These coronal mass ejections, they happen on a somewhat frequent basis. And I don't know if it's God's protection or pure luck that Earth has not been hit by another Carrington event since then, on one hand. On the other, it is inevitable. It will happen. I can't say if it's going to be 3 p.m. tomorrow or years into the future. But of course it's going to happen. That's an inevitable fact of life, isn't it?
It is. It will. It is eventually going to happen again. We just don't know exactly when, because it's just coincidence when it happens and when we end up being in the direction that the charged particles are traveling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there may be maybe 8 minutes warning, I believe, maybe a little bit more, which that's not going to get out to the public. There may be some of the government agencies may get a heads up, but that's going to be about it, isn't it?
So I don't remember the exact time frames. I'm going to look it up after the show so I have it more fresh in my mind. But there's actually two effects. So the first effect is created more from, I guess, to generalize it, from the solar flare. So you have almost like an X-ray that travels incredibly fast and hits the Earth very quickly. It does have the potential to affect satellites, some forms of communication, and some other things in space and on the Earth. The charged particles, which are still traveling fast, do travel a little bit more slowly than the X-rays. And so it's kind of, there's two different effects from the CME.
Absolutely. We have a break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, we got our last caller here. We got Judy in Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Yeah, it's West Virginia.
I got this EMP shield for my car. My question is, I see it has an inline fuse there. If somebody sets off an EMP device, does it just blow out the fuse, or does it not blow out the fuse? And if somebody sets off more than one EMP device, is the EMP shield deactivated by the first bomb and useless against the second one?
Mm-hmm. No, those are fantastic questions, Judy. So the EMP shield is designed to take multiple EMP strikes, although you can't have multiple strikes back-to-back. You do have to wait for the atmosphere to recharge. But it is designed and tested. We tested it 42 times with zero degradation. The fuse is there more as a safety measure in case the red line accidentally gets cut. It's more of a requirement, and so we found a way to meet the requirement with the fuse, but the fuse is not going to be affected.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you for the call, Judy. We appreciate it. Well, as always, we covered a lot of territory. Your people at the factory have inventory in stock ready for immediate shipment. Is that right, Andrew?
That's right, and, you know, a couple more days, we'll still have the sale. So for those who are looking for EMP Shield, take advantage of it. Give us a call around 9 o'clock. It's 620-412-9978. Make sure you let them know that you heard us on the John Moore Show. And if you're somebody who prefers to order online while John's website is currently being updated, then you can check out yourself and make sure you include the coupon code JRM, because that's going to give you the Christmas sale, and you're going to be able to combine the Christmas sale with John's grandfathered in coupon code, which means you could save up to $100 per device. It's a huge saving.
Well, in these days of shipping delays, I know I've been buying Michelin tires for about 30 years, and I recently tried to buy some from one of my town cars, and the company, they have stores in states right all the way to the west coast, and they couldn't get my Michelins. So it's very gratifying to know that EMP Shield is not having those issues. If you are, you're dealing with them successfully. Thank goodness. And same thing with my energy cleaners. We have issues getting these computer chips. And whatever source you've got for computer chips, God bless you for getting what you need to have this equipment, which is literally life-saving equipment. This is nothing. It's not a flippant statement. EMP shield devices during a crisis could literally be a matter of life and death, couldn't they?
It absolutely could be. I couldn't imagine having to walk 100 miles home in a blizzard. EMP is going to destroy modern-day vehicles, and most people who understand the effects understand that having a vehicle is a very important tool.
Absolutely. Andrew, thank you. Enjoy Christmas, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's the top of the hour break. We'll have Sam Andrews with us. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.